Let's do it. You're rocking out with X360 FM. Your favorite radio station.
Rocking all through the streets.
Keep it on lock. It's X in effect. Full circle.
Hey, listen.
Are you ready? Ready for the ride of your life?
Turn this up.
Revolutionary. Remarkable.
That's right.
It's the one and only. Embodiment Underground Radio with Maureen Guest and the hottest team in radio.
Just
and you're listening to
Who's That?
It's X in effect.
Oh yeah.
Full circle.
Do not attempt to adjust your radio. We have taken control. That's right. You are live and in the mix with Maureen Guest on Embodiment Underground Radio. Less talk and more fresh sounds with indie artists of the underground. If you didn't know, now you know. It's Embodiment Underground Radio. Taking control. Taking control. Taking control.
It's another exclusive. Only from Embodiment Underground Radio.
X in effect.
Oh yeah.
Full circle.
Do not attempt to adjust your radio. We have taken control. That's right. You are live and in the mix with Maureen Guest on Embodiment Underground Radio. Less talk and more fresh sounds with indie artists of the underground. If you didn't know, now you know. It's Embodiment Underground Radio. Taking control. Taking control. Taking control.
It's another exclusive, only from Embodiment Underground Radio.
X in effect.
Oh yeah.
Full circle. X in effect.
Look me in my eyes and tell me what you see. Is it pain? Is it love? Is it clarity? Is it tears? Maybe blood, even misery. If it's more, I ain't looking for no sympathy. I've been woke way before I had epiphanies. If you sleeping on me, better won't be comfortably. Niggas been hating while I'm laughing humbly. They throwing shade while I'm trying to grow a money tree. I can't complain, it's all a part of the game. If I ever took a loss, there was much more to gain. You can tell I've been the boss, what I don't need to explain. Ain't no need to merge when I just stay in my lane. I can tell you what's the word, you just gotta sustain. Just make sure you invest while you trying to maintain. I can tell you what's the word, you just gotta sustain. Just make sure you invest while you trying to maintain.
If I write the quote, would you read about it? If the price was low, would you even buy it? The shit I need, would you give me knowledge? To be honest, all the smoke got me feeling out it. So the problems got me feeling too. Oh. So that problem got you feeling too.
So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
True.
I think it's funny how people hack over money, especially when you got this. Like they watching your pockets, like focus
it's
on making profits.
Now knowing when
y'all can profit, I promise I'm being honest. But fuck it, I change the topics. I'm calling me just a rapper and label me as an artist. I paint myself as a prophet with people who lend me knowledge. My brain is always storming, raining out better options, praying for better days and hoping I don't get lost in the system that fails us often, especially when it's costing your life without a warning and make you feel like it's all. That's why I'm moving with caution and make a move with a purpose. Thankful I'm alive, why dying beneath the surface of my flesh. Even though I'm blessed more or less, I recognize I'm here for a reason, not a check. I do this for the love, plus it helped me with the stress. While I'm pouring bottled up thoughts, I've been aging to reflect.
If I write the quote, would you read about it? If the price was low, would you even buy it? The shit I need, would you give me knowledge? To be honest, all this smoke got me feeling out it. So the problems got me feeling too. Oh. So that problem got you feeling too.
year.
Only from Embodiment Underground Radio.
All right, you guys, you're now locked into the Embodiment Underground Radio. Are the mics hot? Can you guys hear me okay? All right.
Yep.
All right. You guys are locked in. Look, we have an amazing show today. I am surrounded by greatness, and we're going to get into it real soon. But this is your host, Mahak I Am, bringing another amazing show. You guys just hold on to your seats, all right? And also, I want to kind of, I never get to this, you guys. Mondo, I never get around to saying this to the listeners because we always get so deep into our interviews.
Yeah.
But after this show, you can run it back. We're on all all media platforms. I can't remember all of them, but to name a few, Spotify, SoundCloud, iHeartRadio, iTunes, I don't know. What's the others? It's about 12 of them, you guys. Yeah. I can't remember. Podbean. I mean, some out there you probably even hadn't heard of. But we're on about 12 or 13 platforms. So if you have to cut it short, and if you do, shame on you. Because, again, we have greatness in the room today. So you might want to just kind of put everything on hold and listen to the show in its entirety. And without further ado, we're going to go ahead and bring in who all we have in the building. Again, I am your host, Mahak I Am.
It's your co-host, Mondo J.
What up, Silk?
I'm chilling on the ones and twos over here.
Oh, yeah. And we have Fly Mind Nation.
What's up?
In the building. Did I say that right, Franco?
Franco.
Yes, 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 yes. And then we gonna bring in the numero uno today, who's on the mics, and you guys are under my radar today, okay?
Okay.
We got self-centered in the building. How you guys doing?
Yeah,
real.
It's kind of mean poet, man. I'm feeling good, man. This is a nice day.
As you should. And you know what? I'm feeling good, too. What's up, Supreme?
What up, man? It's Supreme. All the queens represent So Cynic. Blessed to be here.
Yeah, doing? I'm hanging in there, and I'm cheesing it. I feel like I'm getting a facial exercise. You guys, look, I'm a fan. I am. And I'm real particular about who I deal with and who I listen to. And these guys right here, They are, I think greatness is really an understatement. And speaking of how great they are, if you got it from the top of the hour, that track that brought the show in is unnoticed by Self-Center. Now, you know, and I keep saying this, all we need is some Outkast and some Goody Mo B sitting up in here now. We'll have a party. What do you think, Sil?
Yo, we might not need Outkast.
I know.
We got my boys sitting up here
I know.
This was hot right here.
But no, but see, we live in a world with the mainstream rules, right? So you gotta kinda you know how we talked about when you're having dialect, sometimes you gotta go over their heads in order for them to understand. Okay? And what that means is that no way are we comparing, but Outkast and Good M.O.B., they're known to be some bad boys. And so I'm letting the world know that we got some bad boys in here that not maybe equal, but surpasses it. And again, I'm not tooting. I'm not. I do not stroke egos. I don't believe in it. This is straight from the heart. Because you see the excitement. You see the passion. And so it's definitely straight from the heart. You guys, I love the message in your songs. I like how you carry yourself. You know, I only go by what I see and what I hear and just even how you move and navigate. You know, I've been in the room with you guys. We're in the park with you guys. So I've watched and I have a sense of discernment. And something tells me you guys got your head on straight.
Yeah, we real connected to our community. Like, we like to see everybody succeed. That's kind of how we came together and became Self-Centered. Because self-centered means you centered yourself. You know what I mean? It's not the negative form of self-centered, how people normally think, where you just in your own head, in your own cloud. Nah, you got to know what you're doing. You got to know what you're about.
We don't,
that's the line of movement.
Yeah, but and your EPK, I'm going to tell you what really resonated with me. Silk, check this out. They have self-centered, where you center yourself. You know I'm vibing that, right?
Oh, yeah.
I'm like, oh, them my boys right there. Yeah, because, like, you know, I'm always talking about the tribe and, you know, and again, because we're living in the age of Aquarius. And consciousness is on the rise. You know, the collective it's growing. And the collective consciousness, it's rising. It's rising each and every day. And I like that you have here, Self-Centered is a creative collective that values authentic music, true connection with people, and real-time progress in our community. So I see you guys are about the community. You guys are also about balance, because I listen to your lyrics. And of course, you know, you guys got your harder hitter type songs too, where you may want to let your hair down just a little bit more.
Right, you gotta let them feel something.
Yeah. So I like that. I really, really do. And I talk a lot about that with other select artists that has come through at 360 FM. And speaking of centering yourself, I want to just go ahead and give you guys heads up, and I have to actually make this known. I should have did it before we came in. Before we even kind of start the beginning of the show, at 360, our motto now is a quantum 432 hertz radio station. We're no longer your favorite radio station, but you guys can keep that in your mind and still, you know, meditate on that as well. But we are about centering entertainment. You know, we were asked, what are you going to do with the radio station since the world is evolving? We're in the age of Aquarius, and this is the era of exposure. Mainstream is no longer what's hot. This is the era that this is the moment for independent artists to really shine, because it is the era of exposure. We're looking at from government, you know, I mean, I call it the matrix. Everything around us, everything is falling. You know, we are falling. You know, we've actually fallen. We just got this facade, and the rest of the world is looking at us.
Yes, to make
and they're laughing at us.
Better, but we, as a society, have taken a lot of hits. Mm-hmm. I know what you mean, because that's what the music is about for me. Me and Paul, like, most of my songs is about the fact that we, as a society, as us, as a people, and I speak for me and my people. I'm not, you know, I don't know racist stuff or nothing, but.
Exactly.
We have to take a look in the mirror and be like, what are we doing to advance ourselves? Like, let's stop being ready for a handout. Let's stop looking for, you know what I mean, people to feel sorry for us. Or, you know what I mean, we're not victims. You know what I mean, we're one of the strongest people on the earth. So it's like, why we ain't exuding that?
Absolutely. We don't want to play that victim mentality.
Yeah,
you take it, you'll be a victim, right?
Yeah. Not healthy.
It's not. And we only, you know, because everything is destined. So to be a victim means we chose this route.
Yeah.
You know, so, and we talked about this on yesterday, Mundo, and still with the other interviewee. You have to be uncomfortable in order to get comfortable.
Yeah.
And also, where there's chaos comes balance.
Yeah.
And, you know,
in order to grow.
Yeah. Like, exactly.
Nothing is created without chaos.
Exactly. And so, with the 432 hertz, you guys, your tracks have been converted. You know, I did, you know, had to tamper with it a little bit, because nothing comes through the radio station that is not of a 432 hertz. And the reason for that, just a little bit of schooling real quickly. I want to put all this attention on Self-Centered, and we're going to get away from everything else. It's going to be about you guys, but just a little bit of ancient history. I don't even know if it even goes as far as ancient history, but a little bit of history that we don't learn in school. Is that music once was 432 hertz frequency. Everything's on a frequency. But in the midst of our society evolving and certain scenarios taking place, I'm gonna keep it at that, the music was changed to 440 hertz. And that's why we have this mass hypnosis that people are under. It puts you into a negative type of state of being. It triggers fear. It triggers all the negative emotions, the anger. It also has a part when it comes to your state of being as far as physicality, your health. And so as I learned about frequencies, because I live and I sleep, I do everything by frequencies. When I learned about the 432, which is the electromagnetic beat of the earth, I decided, you know what? We're going to take this thing back, and we're going to be a quantum 432 hertz radio station, and we're going to be a part of this evolution. And there are some mainstream artists that does do 432 hertz, you know, and so that is the reason for the best interest of our listeners. Okay, so I just wanted to let you guys know that. All right, now Unnoticed, that's a banger. I like that.
Okay,
somebody tell me about Unnoticed. How did you guys come up with that particular track?
That was Uno Vicasso. He's not here with us today, but he was in the studio. He was telling me about some stuff going on with his family, and he said he was, you know, he just wrote some stuff here and there. He delivered that. Like, I just happened to be there and I laid a hook for it. Like, honestly, it was just like me being a witness to what he was doing made that track, I guess, too.
Okay, okay. You guys blend so well together.
Oh, appreciate it.
Yeah.
That's my brothers. Like,
you know, so you guys tight like that?
Yeah, it's like those are conversations we had too. Like, most of the times when it's a song. Like,
okay, okay. Yeah. All right. Supreme.
What's going on?
Now, I like your style. You got that smooth, that, I don't know, you kind of swagged out.
Thank you.
Yeah, I mean, I love all you guys, but you got that, I like that voice, and you just like cool like that. You know, I'm serious. I got you over here smiling. You know you don't heard it before. Yeah, it ain't the first time. It's not the first time.
I'm humble enough, you know?
Yeah, but you can go hard, too. Yeah, I've been checking you out. I told you, I'm peeping you guys out. I am, and I figured you out too, Mean Poet. You got that. I don't know, cause I always say men are not they're not picky enough when it comes to business. I see your presentation. You seem to got that business sense. I'm looking at that Bonanza. We're gonna talk about Bonanza. The T-shirts and just the setup. I'm like, they gotta be behind a woman who helping. Who's doing all that? Who is that? Because its presentation is off the chain.
That is something though that people need to know. Like, we hired a branding company.
Okay.
Brother Cause Creations, and she's right here.
There she go. That.
She's surrounded with him.
That's peace. Yes. Peace.
I'm Akyla. I am the visual director for Self Center.
So she holding it down. I knew. I said, it's a yes. Yes. It's a sister behind that. Yes, yes. A goddess. Yes, yes. Okay. I love it. So you see how I pegged that out?
Yeah, it's a team thing.
See, I'm telling you, I pay attention.
That's how we roll.
Yeah.
You need a good team to win the game.
Yes. And we bring that. We are the creators, the feminine energy.
Yes.
You give us what you wanted, we'll bring it and bring it to fruition.
People underestimate the nurturing energy of a woman.
Oh yeah. Hey, we're in the era of the feminine energy. We're now under the feminine energy. Now, you have a third person that's a part of Self Center.
Yes.
Okay.
You know, Picasso, he couldn't be here with us today, but he did send his wishes. He wanted everybody to know what's up. You know,
okay.
Wanted to be here.
All right. Now let me ask you: how long have Self Center if I missed that somewhere on the EPK, forgive me. How long has it been since you guys have formed this collective collaboration here? It's been a while, huh?
Officially. I would say about 2016.
Okay, you guys get along pretty good?
Yeah, that's okay. What I said, it's my brothers.
Cause me and my best friend, we go at it, but you know, we still besties.
We do too.
Yeah, I go at it sometimes. It's not that serious. Okay, yeah.
We headed in the same direction.
Okay, all right, well look, why am I feeling so nervous with self-centered in the building? Normally, I have a whole lot to say.
Yeah, I'm excited.
Yeah, I am. I'm sweating and stuff, you know. Okay, well, look, you guys. Look, stay locked in. And I like to say keep it on lock, but keep the apps on lock because, again, this is not terrestrial. I'm trying to get out of that mode. You know, also, you can go to our website and listen to us live as well. And where are we? Oh, Alexa. You can check out Alexa. Just say, Alexa, start at 360 FM, and she'll fire us up, and you can just lock in. And again, we will rerun this particular interview back. Give us at least about 72 hours to get it up, and we'll actually promote that on our social media. And so just make sure you follow us on Instagram at Embodiment Underground Radio. But you can also go to the station itself, and it gives you all the different platforms in which you may locate us. But for now, you guys, we're going to take a quick music break. And coming up, what do we have, Mundo?
We got Self Center Intermission.
Oh, man.
Self Center and myself.
Man.
We ain't going to do the audio hustle.
Now, we're going to do the audio hustle, too. So we're going to do audio hustle first. But then I want Self Center to come in right before our talking moment. So you're going to have to go to audio hustle. So you don't mess it all. And then we're going to go to the other track. What's the next one, Mundo?
Toby.
Toby Nwigwe. Have you guys heard of Toby Nwigwe?
Yes.
Woo.
Yeah.
So I'm lining you guys up with some great artists here, you know, because you guys are great. Yeah, so that's going to be bringing that in, and then we're going to bring in Self-Centered Intermission, okay?
Okay.
All right.
But, you know, you can talk for one more minute for me.
I can't. Okay. Yeah, okay. But let's talk.
Because you know, Mundo, you know, I was going to ask him about that track when Mundo was on, man. That was real tight, man. Real smooth.
Which one is that?
Self-Centered Intermission.
That's one's coming up next.
Oh, yeah.
That's like my favorite of all time, man. I put that on when I want to hear something that to ride to, man, and kick back on. Because each one of you guys come in, you got your own presence, man.
They do.
And that's kind of what the song even means. It's like, right. Let's take a break into this person's thought track, you know what I mean? So let him tell you what he's about. Let me tell you what he's talking about.
And it was cool, man, because like you said, everybody vibe fit.
But they flow.
They brought a different element.
Oh yeah,
time. So it was tight.
They completely different. Yeah, you know, because in the industry, you get a lot of everyone sounds alike, everything's trending. It's like we want some new stuff.
Right.
I mean, everybody's starting to look alike. You got little this, little that. You
baby
know,
this,
the women
that.
They look the same. Right. You got the same lashes, the hair, the body parts. You know, so we want something different, you guys. Somebody that stands out. Yeah, it's crazy. So, you know, and Mundo, you know, but I was like, how did we come across that particular? Because I came across the video. How did I come across that? Do you remember?
I don't.
Because I was like, Mundo. I was like, why they didn't send that in to the radio station? Because I had an attitude. You know, and you just can't go and put it on. You know, you have to make sure they cool with it.
Yeah,
you know.
You know, we shot the video kind of spontaneous, so you probably didn't see it off the video release because we just did it and seen, you know, what the reaction was going to be. We called my boy Franco out of nowhere. He was at the court. He was like, hey, come do this video.
Was that a freestyle?
It started off as a freestyle, and then, you know, we kind of just went back in and said, let's actually take him to where we at. You know?
I like that. Each and every verse. I mean, I can run back each and every one of them. Yeah, because they all just had their own flair. Yeah.
Straight up. So
Let's bring it. Let's go ahead and bring it in now. Come on. All right. So we don't talk it up now, you guys. You guys stay locked in. Coming up is Self-Centered Intermission. We got Self-Centered here in the building. Stay locked in. This is Maureen. Well, I'm Mahawk now. I got to get it right.
Yeah.
Mahawk, formerly known as Maureen. Yeah,
there
yeah. What we doing, you guys? We're taking control, right? Yeah, right. We're taking control.
Let's get it.
Hey, what's going on, famo? It's Bars That Move, the Fly Mind Poets, a.k.a. the Rebel Spitter. Hey, man, you tuning in to the X360 FM radio? Hey, man, listen to the wave. Tune in just like that. Yeah.
If it was spoken, you can quote it. If you noticed, then just know that I'm a poet. So it's me for me to hold it until the focus on the scope gets a little clearer. I'm aware of all the fear in her intentions, but I mentioned that it's sent from one dimension and a sense with a bitch when you mentioned. So I switched to getting better. Had enough of wasted efforts and had the blessings from the lessons we were learning about. Furthering the burden, wasn't sure. Keeping score as we pulling back and forth. Going through the power struggle, got me working on my core. Codependency's a disease that just made us for the loss. But the cost of living's different than you came up in a prison that's described as New York. In the park is different, listening to the ways these niggas talk. In the end, you see them living in a system where it's war. But of course, you slipping anywhere else, the same result. Hit a topic, love you now, but just wait till you fall off.
It's another exclusive, only from Embodiment Underground Radio.
Yeah. Handle businessman like a businessman. 2020 vision, never mention this. More clean and spick and span. Keep it brief, keep it short like attention span. Getting bands, getting fans are the focal points of my business plan. Hibernate safe like a bear's cave. Take precautious steps like a staircase. Catch an airplane on different airways. Going up like an airplane, fair game. Marking in my brand like Nike did Air J. Play smart with my face card on this table like I play cards. Chase hard, take off like I drive a race car. Trademark everywhere, buzzing like radars. Friendly competition like the playoffs. Tapping in like I hit the space bar.
Tap, tap.
Malone CEO, my title say boss.
As low key as I come. shy and retiring. If you could visualize Myra to be a shy and retiring, and he was shy and retiring.
Minding my business on the block, a nigga moving gorillas. One of the realest, if not you, I know that somebody feel it. I came from poverty, stopping me like hitting the lottery. No, they lied to me, now every head I cut is a novelty. Do it properly, owe me if you step on my property like Monopoly. I pass, go and get what was out for me from the balcony. Screaming fuck the world till it's over, nothing holding us. A boss but still move like a soldier. Bury my problems, promise to see better tomorrows. Instead of drinking, we put wheels in them bottles. While we dodging them hollows, I know they love me but still hate me the same. What you expect when it's a lioness cage? I can't do minimum wage, it's not enough for me to heal off pain. I see my uncle shooting needles through veins for him to feel like he's sane. Them nightmares still be haunting a nigga, like DMX, what they want from a nigga. About to off me a nigga.
What's up? This is Frank O'Shack of the Fly My Poets, and you rocking with Embodiment Underground Radio, and we are taking control.
Radio.
Like it. Go.
on Facebook. Embodiment Underground Radio.
All right, you guys, you're now locked into the Embodiment Underground Radio. Hustler, that's a banger. Mondo and Just Junior be showing out.
Yeah, that's like a little in-house mix we got going on.
Yeah. It's an inside thing on that particular track. We don't keep it a secret, all right? We're not going to leak it. Yeah, we got our own little in-house secret on that one. And also, prior to that, again, we just talked about it before we went to our music break, that self-centered intermission, so you guys get a gist of what we're dealing with these particular artists here. Again, they're nothing but greatness, and it just gets better, you know. And we got another track we're gonna spin also. But behind the scenes, while you guys were, you know, vibing, because we know we try to get some of the most interesting songs to play on this show, we were discussing Bonanza Day. Did I get that right?
Yep.
Yes.
Okay, all right. Let the listeners know a little bit about Bonanza, what it represents, and where you're gonna be going with it, with the entire event.
Bonanza is our neighborhood park. We all kind of linked there. We started there. Everything happened at Bonanza, like from stuff I probably can't even stay on the show. So
okay,
you know what I mean. So
we internet radio. We not FCC regular. Like, not yet. They haven't made the rounds yet.
Well, you know.
Okay. All right.
I'm waiting.
Okay.
We all met up, so that's what we wanted to keep the foundation keep it going for the youth and more to come. So
okay.
They see, like, you could do something and be something, come out of this area, because it ain't too much light shining on that side.
So all right.
We there to put that spark.
Okay.
Yeah, that's true.
Oh yeah, I like when we're paying it forward, and particularly now, and you know, I'm kind of like you, Mean Poi. I don't, you know, I like diversity. I think it's good, but sometimes we do have to kind of take a step back and focus on our community, because we're busy people. We're busy being the number one consumers. We're busy doing a whole lot of something never getting anything done. We're busy, you know, creating images.
Mm-hmm. And
right?
Like you said, we're the number one consumers. We don't even understand how much money we control in America.
We really don't, so, you know? Yeah. And economics, you know, is just something that really wasn't taught to. I wouldn't say we've all been kind of neglected with that, but for the most part, you know, and, you know, so we need to take a step back and say, okay, let's focus on us for a minute, you know. You know, we're talking about reparations and things of that nature. Reparation is not going to get us out,
right.
You know. The last I heard, they was talking about, well, that was a while back, what, $50,000? $50,000 can't do nothing for me.
Spend it back with them anyway.
We're gonna spend it up. We gonna vacation. We gonna make sure we get the rims. We gonna look good. And there's nothing wrong with that, because our people are beautiful people, and we pride ourselves on, you know, we pride ourselves on our appearance and things. So there's nothing wrong with that. It's just it's a time and place. We just got to get it together, and then we can have all that fabulousness.
Yeah, they kind of trying to really dangle the carrot. That's what that 50,000. They know good and damn well that 50,000 ain't nowhere near what they deserve.
My bills will eat that up.
If they really give us what we deserve, they're going to have to really get the fuck out of here.
Yeah.
Understanding the concept of money, though, you'll bite on it.
Yeah. A lot of people will.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of people will.
And catch them in a moment of having a struggle.
Right.
Oh, you like, I'll take it. Absolutely.
But that's what our whole movement is about for Bonanza Day. We kind of want to show the community is like, it don't matter if you made it to Jay-Z or whoever's status, like, you can take care of it yourself. We can do this ourselves, like, you know what I mean?
Absolutely.
It's about having community, you know what I mean? A lot of people don't know that, because we all had to grow up kind of hard, like, different situations and stuff. So a lot of people, like how we said earlier, they bruise easy. So we trying to, you know, kind of massage that out a little bit. Like, let's understand we could actually re-heal, you know, heal from these situations and build something better than they ever gave us.
Precisely.
Right, that's why our history has kind of been lost, because if we ever really knew our history, that's where we came from. We were doing this.
We
created all of this over here.
everything.
Yeah.
Even the government, their policies, they took that. Yeah.
They heeded it from blindsiders, and we fell for the okey-doke on some of this. Okay, but it's we coming back now.
And let's make something clear, because I do want to be politically correct, because you know when we talk about victim mentality, the victim mentality, for those who and I think we all may sometimes fall prey to that. Sometimes I do. I'm like, you know, I get a little frustrated, but I catch myself because I don't want to carry that type of mindset, you know. And so that's where I'm doing self-development and shadow work. But we need to make it clear, because it's not about race, and we're learning about race, because sometimes we want to blame the opposite, particularly the colonizers. But you know, let the truth be known, is that the colonizers are the ones carrying out the dirty deeds, but all skin folk are not kin folks. And so everyone that looks like us, you know, some of them have their foot on their necks too.
Yeah.
You know, so we got to be mindful, because the ones who's really running everything, that the group of people that you don't see, we'll just leave it like that. Do your work, you guys. Do your research. You'll learn a lot. You'll learn a whole lot.
I think people should move more on, not to use personality, but more so like who learn the person you're dealing with. So don't do something just because you look like me. You know what I mean?
Precisely.
Like, do something because you actually care about what we're doing.
Exactly.
Like, you actually want to see this go in the direction that I'm going in. If not, then.
And you know, this Bonanza event, you have sponsors?
Not yet.
You know what? The way it's going, it's not going to be a task.
Hey, anybody out there want to sponsor us, we definitely welcome it. So.
Yeah. You guys hear that, right? Now, is there a website or social media? Let them know how they can find you.
www.selfcenteredent.com. You can find out any information you want to know about anything we're doing. Music, to visuals, to community outreaches, even merch. If you want to find out something, you want to wear something that one of us is wearing, it's definitely, you know, you can find it there. So.
Okay. Now, this would be your third annual event, or second?
Second.
Okay, because I went to the first one. Oh, after?
Yes.
Yeah, we went to the first one.
I was blessed to have you.
It was nice. Really nice. I loved the presentation. I was upset because I missed the performances. What happened? Why do we get there late?
Not sure.
We always late. Yeah, we missed everybody. The only performance I saw was Ariel, right, and Franco and Damu. That's
The
Fly My Nation. Yeah. So that hurt my feelings, but this time we gonna be there on time.
Yeah, we gotta be there.
Okay.
Stay. Yeah. The game was good. Okay. We gonna talk.
I'm gonna clear that day. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. And then also too, you guys, Mean Poet or Supreme, you guys let them know, as far as, you know, I know that it's expired now as far as signing up for the hooping and things of that nature. You know, for those who want to be a part of that, but you know, it's gonna be on the website. It's gonna be on the website because they be out there playing some ball, you guys. You ought to see them. And so I mean, some amazing vendors. I spent some money out there too. I got hit in the pocket out there. But it feels good supporting your people. Yeah. It feels so good. I'm like, because I've been doing more of that. You know, even like with the beauty supply place, I'm like, who? And not that I'm not against anyone, but I just want to give back to my community, because it's time for us to rise.
Yes.
Yeah, we got to get back to business like our ancestors once did.
Yes, and you got to be able to feel in a safe environment to do so too, so we create our own safety.
Yeah. Well, you guys, I just feel like you're only destined to go up for more than one reason. You know, again, you put a lot of thought into your music. I love you guys' energy. I like how you navigate, how you carry yourself. Now, I ain't gonna say y'all probably ain't cutting up sometime when they ain't looking at you, but for the most part, I like what I see. I like what I feel as far as the energy is concerned. I do believe that you are mindful as to what you put into the ears of our people. And there are persons out here trying to raise little ones, you know, because as you get older, you reflect back and say, ooh, I don't think I, you know, we kind of try to protect our kids from what we used to be growing up, you know. So any one of you guys are parents here?
Okay so
you know what I'm talking about, because that would come back and bite you in the ass eventually. Yeah, absolutely. So I
of each other, so
yeah. oh yeah yeah Because then you want it, because like my father, he'd be ready to get the gun out for the boys. You know, so I'm like, why are you doing that? You must have been a terrible little young man. You know, so you got to be mindful of that, you guys. So I'm just elated to just be a part of watching your journey. And like I said, I'm going to keep snooping on y'all, too.
Got a lot more to come.
Yeah, and you guys make sure you get that music in. Please don't hesitate. When I do not feel like, just do it. Just freaking do it. And if I don't respond, and that to you, Franco, too, if that means I have 18 emails. Okay, and we're not Fortune 500 yet. So when I get one, yeah. So when we get our team of people, 200 people. So I'm trying to manifest. Right, I'll be an old lady by the time that I don't know anything's liable. But let me know to say hey. I just want to follow up and see that you get XYZ because I'm missing a few things from you, Ariel. You guys, just send it.
Absolutely.
Okay, send it. So because I like Mundo. Talk to him.
We're going to put it together, our media kit, and send it to you.
Okay, please do. Please do. Well, we're going to go back into another music break. And coming up, what do we have coming up, Mundo?
We have Self-Centered, Black Bentley.
Well, they're taking over, huh? They up here. Yeah. They in the radio station taking over.
They shine, so.
Yes, yes.
Oh, yeah.
All right, so we're going to bring it on in. All right, you guys are listening to the Embodiment Underground Radio. This is your host, Mahawk, and we are taking control.
Hey, it's Mondo J. Malone, locked in with Embodiment Radio. You already know that we taking control.
I just want that black Bentley. I just want that black Bentley. Yeah. I just want that black Bentley.
Okay.
I just want that black Bentley. Promise this shit is simply only for ones who gave me love and never showed no envy. Nigga Picasso hit me, talking about he had plenty. Come and pick up an empty, I'm dedicated through Nipsey. Words from the mean poet was potent, I needed focus. And keep applying pressure, they folded when they was noticed. I'm trying to get up my voters, dangerous when I'm sober. I'm hanging out with them vultures, we banging out till it's over. In this world where everything becomes tempting, as long as it's trending, they with it. But it's no limit on that time you live it. You ain't promised what that last one witnessed before my last breath given. Nigga, I just want that black Bentley. Yeah. Yeah. I just want that black Bentley.
Track. Who's that?
It's X in the
I just want that black Bentley.
That's all I need. In this world for the greed.
I just want that black Bentley.
My mic sound right.
One, two. I just want that black Bentley.
Got the interior, gonna do it all.
I just want that black Bentley.
Gonna get right. Yeah.
I just want that black Bentley. Counting money, the roof is missing. Politicking about business, niggas wanting them riches. I pop the Henny and sipping, lay back and stare at my missus. Not knowing the time is ticking with topics about her feelings. I ain't into that. You can say that clout shit for the internet. We intercept positive energy when they sending threats. Owning if my penmanship is on it and they sick of that. But where I'm from, you never get a minute back. Hit me back. In this world where everything becomes tempting, as long as it's trending, they with it. But it's a limit on that time you living. You ain't promised what that last one witnessed before my last breath given. Nigga, I just want that.
Yeah, you already.
Hey, yo, this is your boy Trick Bentley. And you know who I'm rocking with when I'm in ATL. Embodiment Underground.
Yeah, I just want that black Bentley.
That's all I need. In this world full of greed.
I just want that black Bentley.
One day.
I just want that black Bentley.
Whatever you want.
I just want that black Bentley.
Go get it. It's up to you.
I just want that black Bentley with a butler, but I ain't Jimmy. Me and my team is eating plenty, that's who gon' defend me. So it's cause for every heart that I keep near me. Through these bars, you understand I'm speaking dearly from the start. Left a mark and I was honest, stay true and kept my promise. Pressure to be iconic, even battle through my conscience. Had to gain up on my knowledge, had to start using more condoms. Had to start saving my dollars, through this pain I'm sure to prosper. I put that on my mama, in this world where everything becomes tempting. As long as it's trending, they with it, but it's a limit on that time you living. You ain't promised what that last one witnessed before my last breath given. Nigga, I just want that.
Yeah. It's another exclusive, only from Embodiment Underground Radio.
I just want that black Bentley.
What is yours?
Yeah, I just want that black Bentley.
We all got a choice.
One, two, choose. I just want that black Bentley.
Yeah, yeah.
I just want that black Bentley. I just want that.
You guys, you're listening to the Embodiment Underground Radio. I know you guys want that black Bentley, huh? A lot of you guys out there. Oh yeah, that's a smooth song. It's like, what did you compare it to? What did you?
Well, I mean, it had that Scarface kind of vibe. You know what I'm saying?
It got that same energy.
You know what I'm saying? So, you know, it's some heavy hitters.
Man. Yeah, Supreme, showing out on that. You know you showing out.
It was just an inspirational song, so I wanted to, you know. Like I say, push forward. Get somebody to dream about something more than what they see.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And Black Bentley is just a metaphor for anything you're striving for, whatever you want. You know what I'm saying? Whatever that American dream is in your head.
Right.
Whatever that goal is, go get it.
Okay. All right. Yeah, I hear that, right? You guys, you hear it? Hey, Supreme has spoken. So that's symbolic. In other words, it's, hey, reach high. Mm-hmm. Yeah, go for it. Go for it. Because we're more than just a creation. We're creators. Right? So we got to tap into our power and make it happen. You know, and again, for all those who are just locking in, shame on you. You know, because how many minutes do we have?
We're looking at about eight.
8 minutes. Yeah, shame on you. Yes, yes. I have to go there every single time. I kind of chant that throughout the entire show because, you know, somebody chiming in late, right? You know, but you're lucky. We're gonna go ahead and put this on all. We're gonna turn into a podcast, you guys. And podcast simply means.
Shame on you.
Yes, yes. Oh, thank you. Yeah. Let me explain what a podcast is. Podcast is simply when you actually take a live show. And you record it and you edit it. And a lot of times we may not edit it. You may get the ums and whatever hiccups that go along with the show, just like a minute ago. You know, we'd have had a run back with me yelling in the mic.
This, yeah. Right.
Yeah. So yeah.
1 second
delay. Yeah. So it came in over the mic. So yeah, you know this is live. We are live in the building. Sure. And once it goes up, there's a confusion as. Because I've been in radio for a while, so I pride myself. You know, it's like, I may just be stuck in my ways. I don't know. But it seems like sometimes certain things are watered down. Radio and podcast, and it's not that neither is superior to the other. They're just, they're different. There's some similarities, but it's different. Podcast is just a recorded version of a broadcast. It's edited and it's placed on a platform. Radio is still alive and well. We're not going anywhere, although we're having to use... what a podcast does, you know, we have YouTube and we use all these different platforms, Spotify and, you know, SoundCloud. So it's a perk. I look at it as a perk.
It's expanding media. I wouldn't say it's one or the other.
Yeah, it's expanding, and we're evolving to different times now, you know, because internet, the beautiful thing about internet radio, you're listened to worldwide, and that was my goal, it's the reason why I left terrestrial, because I want to be listened to worldwide, and so it's an amazing thing, so mainstream and your independent radio stations such as X360, we're having to use apps and things of that nature. So it's just more that we can utilize to put ourselves out there. So just wanted to kind of clear that up, you guys, so you can get our podcast on all platforms. Just go to our Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and I would say particularly Instagram, you will see all of the different platforms that we're actually putting the interviews on this particular show, Embodiment Underground Radio. Before I get back to you guys, Self-Center, I want to make a quick announcement. I want you guys to make sure you lock in tonight at 10 o'clock. We have DJ T-Mitz Radio. Check them out from 10 to 11. Also, we have other DJ shows we have some amazing DJs. We have a DJ down in, what is that, in Florida. What's the city he's in? DJ SL Jam.
Oh, man, it just left me.
But no, I know.
Right there in it's not Jacksonville.
No, it's not Jacksonville. Duval.
Duval County.
Duval County. Yeah. Duval County. Yeah.
Close.
Oh, yeah. It's close. Okay. Yeah. Okay. So that's DJ SL Jam Monday through Fridays from 12 to 1. We also have DJ BOD, Breaking Beats, Brother of Destiny. You can find him on Wednesday evenings at 7 o'clock to 8 o'clock. We also have an entrepreneurship show, which is hosted by Danny Cole, Stronger Than Failure. They talk about the good and the bad of being an entrepreneur. You know, we hear some really, really amazing testimony. Some is like, oh my gosh, you come from here, and then they're thriving. So check that out on Wednesdays at 8 o'clock. And also, who else do we have? Am I missing anybody? I think, we have TechX Radio Monday through Saturday, which is at 9 o'clock until 10 o'clock. We also have Rock X360. Yes, we are rockheads. We love rock. We grew up on rock. We're still rockheads even today. So that's airing Monday through Saturday from 4 until 6 o'clock prior to the Embodiment Underground Radio. And we also have, and I think that is it. Come on, help me out, Silk. Is that it? I think that's it.
Yeah,
we don't want to step out with too many genres. We don't want to lose the listeners. Right. We don't want to be too much all over the place. For the artists out there who wants to get some airplay, just simply go to, I got to breathe, you guys. Simply go to our website, and I'll say go to the radio station's website, X360FM. We also do music reviews, you guys, also. You can select music reviews on the radio station's website. Airplay is not guaranteed, but we will give you a critique, and we will be completely honest about your music. We do have a musical background, both myself and Silk, and so we do have what it takes to be able to give and critique our opinions of music. If we're vibing it, we'll put you in rotation. Okay, so simply just go to x360fm.com and back to Self-Center. I had to breathe that one out, you guys. Oh yeah, I did that in one breath. Well, I took two. Because I had to swallow.
Very genuine.
I took two breaths. I ran out the first time. Yeah. Bonanza. I don't want to stay too much on Bonanza, but I want to kind of go back real quickly. And we talked about it. What is your vision? How do you foresee this thing going in the future? What is it that you've put up into the vortex that you would like to come back and be manifested? Or are you on course with that?
I think we are on course. As a team, what we've seen it for is a platform, just like how you said, for independent artists to showcase. So there's many more talents, even the young dudes that I never met until we did Bonanza Day, that's out there doing stuff. So, you know, it's a platform for the South Side. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Anybody can come out of that area and be able to come there and say, hey, you know, I'm going to put on for the South Side real quick. I'm going to, you know, rap about or sing about or poetry or anything. And they can do that there. You know what I mean? They can sell products. They can do, you know, they can build themselves in their area. They don't have to go to Hollywood, like how people say, I'm going to go move all the way over here to try to make it and do something.
Right.
We're in this information era.
Yes.
Where you can literally do something from your crib, but here's an outward platform that's going to exist for you to showcase yourself. So
I like that.
It's for the community. It's for the kids to believe in themselves, really. That's what it's for.
And I like you guys taking that interest, you know, community. And then you guys, is that the area where you guys reside? Is that, or Is that part of the interest that you have in that area also, in addition to what we spoke about, the history of the park? Are you guys from that area, that side of town? I know you're from New York, am I wrong or right? Both you guys are from New York?
New York, but some of us stay on that side. We stay tapped in. We on that side a lot.
Okay.
Those that moved away, we always over there, so... We definitely active over there.
Okay, yeah. Okay. Now, how you guys doing coming from New York down to the Dirty South? How's that going? Or have you guys been down here for a great deal of time?
We've been down here a minute, so, you know, the adjustment happened a long time ago. And
okay.
That's where the park comes.
Yeah,
locked in. I moved down here, I met all of them.
Okay.
The park, yeah. That's how it works.
Basketball bring a lot of people together.
Oh, yeah.
It don't matter what color. Yeah. It don't matter how you look.
Mm-hmm.
Sports in general. I ain't going to say too bad.
You'll learn that quick.
That's true.
That's how you hit it.
Yeah. We met a lot of people with the basketball scene. Yeah. Right.
We have.
You got to
somebody real quick
at
Bonanza.
I'll say one thing. Bonanza, you soft, you're not
going to
stay in Bonanza.
They're not coaching
you no more.
Really? Are y'all rough out there, huh?
You got your name there. Whether you're good or bad, you got a name.
You got a name there.
Okay. All right. Okay. So y'all a crossbreed. Y'all a Dirty South and New Yorker, huh?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. That's an interesting combination.
Yeah. They got their own thing.
That's right there.
You know anything about the Great Migration? This came back home.
Yeah. But you can hear their New York vibe with a little bit of because we talked about that.
Yeah, we
sit and listen to music and have discussion about it. So because we can still hear that New York type of vibe and then that old school type of vibe, the Dirty South. I mean, a little bit of everything.
But then we say Goody Mob because it got that soul in it.
Yeah. Man, I just want to keep y'all here.
Bonanza.
Now, where'd you guys get Bonanza? Is that the name of the park? Bonanza? That's the name of the park.
Within the neighborhood. So right. The neighborhood, the park, all of that's called Bonanza.
Okay. You know, and where to start with that is to get the city to do some sponsorships.
Yeah, that's what we're working towards. We're trying to open up some eyes and heads.
Yeah. You know, because based on what you told me, you know, you're bringing life into it. Yeah. So, I mean, why wouldn't they not support it?
The county has been very positive in their response to us. They said they never had anything else done like it before. So.
Wow.
Because of all the little violence and other stuff. So they said for it to go so positively, you know what I mean? They okay with whatever we want to do with that. So
okay. So right now they're just kind of they're watching and kind of see how it's going. So once you've proven yourselves that we know how to put on some events and not have something go down. Of course we can't control everything, but I think sometimes you know good energy begets good energy. Correct. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And you know you guys got rules.
Pardon me. Sometimes some people want to just see from afar before they jump in.
Exactly.
Yeah.
They want to just. Be spectators or just on the outside.
Oh, yeah.
See, it's about being cool, too. Everybody want to fit in and be cool and do what's hot. So they want to see something growing before they jump in. So we got to get all of them in.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And out of respect, we knew. So...
Yeah.
I get it.
Yeah. But you guys are repping pretty well. Yeah. I mean, it was very well orchestrated. It was very professional. And, you know, and I like how they had the officers out there. So there was a... presence of officers, so you knew that it was a structured event, you know, not just a bunch of people getting together and throwing something just for the sake of it. Yeah, there's meaning behind it. Real quickly, I know we're at the top of the hour, you guys. We're going to take one more quick music break. We're going to come back. You're going to let the listeners and your fans know where to follow you, where the fans know where to follow you, but to your new fans that are listening today, because I know they are. I know you guys are. You guys know they are dope, okay? So we're going to let them know where to find you. So you guys, stay locked in. We're over time. It's okay. You know how I do it, Sil.
Oh, yeah.
You're listening to the Embodiment Underground Radio, and we have taken control. Thank you.
I be in the cut like snitch, nip. If you hear the gun go click, click, then you're dead. My plan is to have about 6 kids, get my girl thick as biscuits from Little Mrs. Dead. Also, make a whole lot of dope, but still remain what be floating in commodes. My little homie see my matrimony, say he want one, but got so many hoes. Look, he don't really know that if he free the pigeons, he be living well, but in weak conditions, he been reaching. I be living hella propositions for him, wishing that he listen, but it's hard to pay attention when you on the hoes. My buddy in the club, all religious, he get vicious when it come to getting digits. He gon' holler at the thickest, make her feel like he the richest. If the baby is a vixen, her legs in the air like eucalyptus, but she go home. But everybody leaving unfulfilled when the thrill of the night is built on something fishy and you feel it in your gills. It ain't real, but you're on swimming out the pond towards the field where you don't belong and you still ain't healed from the last one that had you in your heels, big stepping towards destruction.
You see, if it's between me and you, brother, I don't think I can lose, brother.
Black clock clogging my artery. Gunshot straight through the heart of me. Breathe, breathe, come on.
Need a breather. Walking towards the light. My conscience bereaving. Told you more than others. You a lover, not a fighter. Tryna be a gangster.
Should've been a fighter.
Always wonder why the negativity excites you. I'll be damn my next life end up like you. Tryna find a kid as I reincarnate. That a one that listened to my wisdom. For heaven's sake, was trying to guide you. God, leave you, got in my way. You a pain, but it hurt to see you die anyway.
Some of those that I don't compare, nunca never. We can do it on the cell, como quiera. Pick a place anywhere, tú te llega. Talk to me nice, no sé cualquiera. Jumbo Toby, cuando tú entesa. Oye, mano, vamos a cambiar el planeta. Real place from the south, nothing better. Mobbing with my dogs, feeling like the good fellas. Bringing back real rap, transcending trendsetters in the bongo, go, go. In the slums all day, I was standing in the hallway, slapping like,
Fool me once, it's a shame on you. Fool me twice.
I'm gonna let you know. Okay. All right, you guys. We're at the top of the hour with the Embodiment Underground Radio. We had an amazing interview with Self Centered in the building, and we're gonna continue to follow their journey, be a part of their experience, and we just fans for life. Okay, for life. Let's go ahead and let the listeners know anything that may be coming up, anything that, you know, as far as your music, events, and because you mentioned something behind the scenes, I want you to put that out there one more time. I think it's necessary.
Got you. Bonanza Day, we definitely want to make sure everybody comes out this September 11th. It's going to be something good for the family, for the kids, for the youth. We're trying to teach the youth and the community more than just surviving on music or surviving on these other things that we're known for, sports and stuff. It's about financial literacy. It's about building the community, actually building that. So I'm Kademeen Poet. You can find me at Kademeen Poet 23 on Instagram, Facebook. I'm Europe Kai, so you know what I mean, just look me up. I'm I answer DMs, so if you got something to say, go ahead and send it.
All right, straight up.
Right. Okay, so all right.
Well, it's your boy Supreme, S-A-P-R-E-E-M. I spell it different because I'm different. So y'all can follow me at King Me Supreme on IG and Facebook. And On My Time EP already out. And The Big Bong Theory already out. On My Time, the official album, will be out later on this year.
Okay.
And that's where you can find that Black Bentley, which is on the EP.
Okay.
And we got more to come. Shout out to Uno Vacasa, who couldn't make it, but one third of Self Centered, we here.
Y'all working, huh?
You know it.
Putting it out there.
And definitely hit the website, www.selfcenteredent.com.
Yeah.
Self Centered on all platforms.
Self Centered IG, Facebook.
All right, you guys, get some up. Of that. Get some of that merch. Make sure you get some of the merch. And also, for X360FM, go to shop X360FM. We also have our own online store. We have the brand. We also have Collective Conscience featured collections. We have the we have the Free Larry Hoover caps. We have the I Am. I Am is a statement to be made. I think everyone is an I Am. And so just, you know, take a look on it. And we have some really good custom designs that we have. So we're going to be dropping designs at least. I would like to do it every week, but I would say worst case scenario bi-weekly. Okay, so we're running a really heavy campaign with the online store. So you guys go out and support us as much as you possibly can. We got Afterpay. That seems to be popular these days. Right. You know,
y'all take some pictures with all this merch on and let us know how y'all support it.
Yes, yes, absolutely. Well, look, you guys, it has been an honor, a pleasure. This day would not go forgotten. It would never. So this is a moment that I have been waiting for.
I appreciate it for sure.
Yeah, you guys made me nervous a little bit. I'm so mad. They said I'm supposed to be tough. You know what I'm saying?
But it's okay. Legendary. This is a legendary moment.
Oh, yeah.
It's that step.
Oh, yeah.
When you take that step, that next step is up.
Yeah, and this is what real artists looks like, sounds like, and the energy, what it feels like. You got to be in the room with them. But you can even look at the video and you still can feel their energy. You, if you pay close attention, you can get hindsight as to what they really represent, okay? But for right now, you guys, just keep us on lock. We are aired every week, Monday through Saturday at 6 until 7 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And again, you can get us on Android, the Google Store. What's the other one? Apple Store, you guys at Apple Store? Because I'm a droid. I don't even know about that Apple stuff. I'm a rebel. Everybody has the iPhone.
What you got,
mean boy?
I got the iPhone.
See, y'all. I'm a droid. I bet everybody's room got an iPhone, don't they?
Nope.
What you got, Franco? What you got, Supreme? You're a droid.
King. So we got
okay.
Phones, you gotta watch what you're doing.
Phone.
Yeah, I know. I got tape on my laptop right now. I've been taping them
stuff. Every year, y'all shut down for 24 hours.
Oh, you know what? I unhooked the Alexa skills. I don't have a TV in my bedroom. I haven't watched TV in 3 years. Yeah, it's all this stuff.
All of them fed phones.
Smart TV is too smart.
TV. Yeah, I'm trying to get rid of TVs out the house. They won't let me be great, but I haven't watched TV in about 3 years. I am disconnecting. I'm taking the shackles off. I'm getting out of that victim mode. Yeah. I'm determined. This lifetime, I'm all in. I'm all in. So yeah, I'm like an artist. I got some things coming up. Yeah. All right, you guys. Well, look, stay locked in. Thank you for listening. And this is it. You've been listening to the Embodiment Underground Radio, and we have taken control. Right? Right, guys? Yep. Okay, all right. Take care.
She threw us a hook then.
Yeah, I messed you up. I know. Peace out, you guys. Peace.